Melton. An Afghan Air Force pilot was killed by a bomb in Kabul on Saturday, officials said, in an attack claimed by the Taliban. Officials said the pilot, Hamidullah Azimi, was traveling when a sticky bomb attached to his vehicle went off. 5 civilians were injured in the explosion. A Taliban spokesman said in a statement the Taliban had carried out the attack. Reuters news agency had reported that the Taliban are waging a campaign to assassinate pilots while they're off their military bases. Afghan officials say at least 7 Afghan pilots have died in such attacks before Saturday's killing. The Taliban has confirmed a program that would see U.S.-trained Afghan pilots, quote, targeted and eliminated. U.S. and Afghan officials believe the targeting of pilots by the Taliban is a deliberate effort to destroy Afghanistan's core of U.S. and NATO-trained military pilots as fighting escalates across the country. They say the Taliban, who have no air force, are looking to level the playing field. Deadly fighting erupted Saturday between rival factions in the political party of South Sudan's Vice President Riek Machar. The clashes erupted after Machar's rivals declared Wednesday they had deposed him as the head of the party because he failed to meet their interests. Armed forces led by a rival general in the party launched an attack on Machar's military forces. Machar's spokesman told reporters that those forces fought back. Machar's forces fought back, killing 2 major generals and more than 27 opposing fighters. He said Machar's forces lost 3 men. That fighting could not be independently confirmed, and there was no response from the opposing forces. This is VOA News.